Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jared Carl, he's our guest right now. He's the president of the Illinois Business Alliance, and he is calling for the removal of the graduated income tax slash progressive income tax slash fair tax that is supposed to be on the November ballot in the state of Illinois. Jared, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Annie.
So let me ask you the question, first and foremost, your opinion on the graduated income tax as a whole. What is the purpose behind your adventure here to try to get it removed from the November ballot?
Yeah, so we've called on Governor Pritzker and the General Assembly to remove the graduated income tax, the fair tax, the progressive tax, whatever you want to call it, from the ballot because, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but the fair tax raises taxes significantly on businesses to among some of the very highest rates in the country. And with everything going on right now with the public health crisis and with the economic shutdown, you know, now isn't the time to raise taxes on businesses. That would just mean that businesses and jobs and people continue to leave the state. And it would hurt middle-class families and workers right now who are going to have to, you know, try to put their lives back together and rebuild their lives once this crisis passes. So that's why we're calling on it to be removed from the ballot.
Jared, can you tell me how this goes from, because if you listen to J.B. Pritzker, the governor, this is a huge, huge, probably the cornerstone push that he has in his administration right now. He's telling us that it's going to help us quite a bit. Why do you say that it's going to hurt small businesses and Illinois taxpayers?
Well, for one, it raises our taxes. So, you know, the tax increase on businesses would hurt the middle class because it would make it more difficult for businesses to expand, to hire new employees, to create jobs, to give raises. It would mean businesses and jobs continue to lead the state. A thriving middle class depends upon a strong jobs market, and the fair tax, therefore, hurts the middle class. It would mean fewer jobs are available for Illinoisans who are trying to put their lives back together after this crisis. How are Illinoisans supposed to rebuild their lives if jobs aren't available? So, you know, Governor Pritzker and the General Assembly should be doing everything possible to incentivize business investment in Illinois, businesses moving to Illinois, job creation in Illinois, and this tax increase would do the exact opposite of that.
Jared, is there anywhere else in the country or outside the country even that we've seen a progressive income tax take place that you draw this data from and does it work? Are there aspects of it that do work or is it just all bad?
No, it's all bad. And the last state to move from a flat tax to a progressive tax, I believe, was Connecticut in the 90s. And it was terrible for the state economy. It was terrible for taxpayers. It didn't solve their pension issues. It's just all bad.
So we're speaking with Jared Carl here. He's the president of the Illinois Business Alliance. It sounds like you're just completely opposed to it, and I understand that. I agree with that position. But why do you think that the coronavirus pandemic that's hit our state and has hit the country makes this an even worse time for this decision to be on the November ballot?
Yeah, well, you know, Governor Pritzker all along has recognized that the decisions that he was making were going to have economic consequences. So whether it was when he limited groups to 100 or fewer people, or when he closed down bars and restaurants, or when he issued his stay-at-home order that is now extended through the end of the month, he has always spoken to the economic impact that these decisions would have on businesses and workers and families. So we know he understands the magnitude of the economic shutdown, and he has said that he is doing everything in his power to help small businesses. But clearly raising their taxes right now wouldn't help them. It would hurt them. So, you know, he needs to get his story straight. He needs to decide, is he for helping small businesses, which means he's going to take this tax increase off the ballot, or is he going to continue to push for a tax increase, which would end up hurting small businesses? Because, you know, once businesses reopen, they shouldn't have to worry about a tax increase. They should be able to focus on recovery. Workers should be able to focus on rebuilding their lives. So Governor Pritzker should do the right thing. The General Assembly should do the right thing and just eliminate completely the possibility of a tax increase right now.
Jared, you're with the Illinois Business Alliance, so you kind of have your finger on the pulse of these things in a better way than I do. But outside of even coronavirus, which has just changed everything, before that, what's the general mood of an Illinois business owner? I mean, is this still an attractive place to open a business? And is there anything that the government really needs to do quickly to sort of incentivize people to open businesses in Illinois?
Right. So I don't think anyone would have called Illinois a business-friendly state even before this, which is why we started the Illinois Business Alliance. And our goal is to turn Illinois into a business-friendly state by advancing a pro-growth agenda. You know, any casual, even casual observer of Illinois politics up to this point would recognize all the problems that Illinois had. So it's important to remember that up to this point, you know, Illinois has a spending problem, and it has a problem of misplaced priorities, and it has a pension crisis. And raising taxes is not the answer to those problems, because if it was, all of our problems would have been solved, because they've increased income taxes twice over the last decade, not to mention all the other tax increases. So, you know, higher taxes clearly isn't the answer. The answer is fiscal discipline. Springfield should reevaluate their priorities. They should focus on things like infrastructure and education and public safety, and really take a magnifying glass to all of those other line items in the budget to decide if those are really the things that they ought to be spending taxpayer money on. And more importantly, they need to take this opportunity to solve the pension crisis, because so much bad public policy out of Springfield is being driven by the pension crisis. So if they took time to address that, they could focus on making Illinois a destination state, a state that businesses want to invest in, a place that businesses want to move to and people want to move to, and a place where jobs are being created, and a place where there's true economic prosperity.
Jared Carl, it's a pleasure to have you on the show today. As the president of the Illinois Business Alliance, I want to encourage people to go check out your organization there at ilbusinessalliance.org, where people can learn more about this topic. And we appreciate you sharing your thoughts here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.